The Reverend Dr. Walter Sobolev will be 101 years old tomorrow, but no community parties are planned this year. The renowned Tlingit elder and Presbyterian minister is on a cruise to celebrate. Parties were held for his 98th, 99th, and 100th birthday. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander takes a look back at his life with Son Ross and through a few of Dr. Sobolev's speeches, interviews, and services over the years.
Our Father God, no one has ever seen you. Then we look at the stars, we look at the sun and the moon.
69 years after his ordination, the Reverend Dr. Walter Sobolev is still tending his flock, wherever they may be. He serves in the pulpit, officiates at weddings, memorials, baptisms, and special functions. He lives on his own. He would tell you he's getting along just fine. And if you ask him the key to his longevity,
everybody wants to know that, and sometimes I don't think he knows.
At 58, Son Ross is the youngest of Walter and Genevieve's four children, all who live in Juneau. He's not one of the family members on that celebratory cruise through the Panama Canal.
It's something he's wanted to do for a long time. He has always loved the big ships and the ocean.
Walter Sobolev was born into a Tlingit family in the community of Killisnoo on Admiralty Island on November 14, 1908. Killisnoo no longer exists, nor the Russian orphanage and Sheldon Jackson School in Sitka that he attended. The Juneau Memorial Presbyterian Church he served for 22 years is closed and has merged with another. The Presbyterian governing body sold the mission boats that took his ministry to Southeast Native villages, logging camps, and Coast Guard lighthouses. The lighthouses are no longer manned. He's bridged more than a century of technological changes, as well as cultural, economic, and political transitions.
He's always been, at his core, a spiritual man, a scholar, a man who is seeking knowledge.
Ross admits growing up as a preacher's kid has its challenges.
Speaking just strictly personally and selfishly, you have to share your paw with the rest of the world.
The Sobolev's home was always open to the congregation, the community, and out-of-towners. As a boy, Walter Jr. says he loved those days.
During the gold medal ball tournament, our place would just fill up with players. Or if there was a church event in town like Presbytery, all the choir members would come over the house. We'd go caroling Christmas Eve with the whole church congregation. It was great.
And the house on 10th Street always had room for more kids. Dr. Sobolev likes to tell the story about cowboys and Indians.
The little boys and girls in this neighborhood, I don't know who taught them how to play Indians and cowboys. And of course, my little boys were the Indians, and they were always beating the cowboys. And the cowboys finally said, "Let's be the Indians and you be the cowboys."
He and my mom liked to go on Sunday drives, and it was in May, and they took a drive down by Harris Boat Harbor. And there was a couple of young kids that were standing there. And when they came back later in the evening, those same kids were there. So they stopped to see who they are and why they were there. Well, the boat from Sheldon Jackson had dropped them off in town at the end of the school year, and there was nobody there to get them. And so they said, "Well, come on and stay with us." And they did for that whole summer. My parents did that again and again and again.
Those kids were from Haines, and as adults, they're still in contact with Dr. Sobolev. And he's still giving advice to youth. A year ago, at 100, he addressed the teenagers at the Alaska Federation of Natives.
I was in the first grade, and the teacher said, take care of the old person you're going to become. And I thought, what a funny talk to give us. But I never forgot it. It was one of the best messages I ever heard. Take care of the old person you're going to become. Here I am. Young people, you must take better care of yourself. Take better care of yourself. The world needs your leadership. Your people need your leadership. Can we depend on you?
The Reverend Dr. Walter Sobolev, 101 years old. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.